the peculiar geometry of a grass patch. The pattern of grass resembles one of those middle school geometry problems. Overlapping green circles with curious yellow patches between their arcs wherever the water sprinklers fail to reach. As if someone wants to ask the area of the encroaching decay or the ratio of the harshness of this climate to the persistence of human need to cultivate life wherever we settle in. The pallid grass seems to have already adopted that brown-gray camouflage that I have seen not only in cacti, but even in a cat, which to my surprise was not sickly, but rather hidden for the desert climb. In this rainless land, green often depends on human stubbornness. Gravel and cacti instead of trees, cloudless skies for days on end instead of the imminence of a downpour, no being woken up by a thunderstorm, and no falling asleep to its grace afterward. Not even a drizzle for my parched soul. There is an irony to studying photosynthesis in this land, where light is abundant, but water is scarce. And nature perpetually struggles with thirst. Perhaps this peculiar line in the grass warns me off to stay on my side, lest my spirit itself is desiccated. Or perhaps I am called to courage by it, to stand, if not between the darkness and the light, at least between the sallow and the verdant.